This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's not often he comes across an album full of loud rock music that sustains its quality all the way through. But he thinks he's found one, the debut album by Daisy, titled Out of Body. Daisy is actually just one musician, Virginia-based James Goodson. He started recording it in 2020, alone during the pandemic. Ken says the result sounds like the exhilarating work of a first-class rock band.
Is that my voice leaving my own mouth? Double check the source, cause I got reason to doubt. Tried to manage and laugh at some offhand joke, but the moment passed while it was caught in my throat. Now I'm weak in the knees, I'm out of body.
Is that my voice leaving my own mouth? James Goodson asks at the start of his debut album, Out of Body. He's trying to capture the feeling of being so alienated from your own thoughts and feelings that it has a physical effect, an out-of-body experience. This alternately confuses, alarms, and comforts Goodson, who records under the name Daisy and played everything on this collection of a dozen short, sharp songs.
I saw a blur of lights and colors, and it's got me weirded out. Now the turns are getting sharper and the tracks are pointing down. I said, please keep your arms inside of the ride. You're gonna need them just to hold on for dear life. Roller coaster ride.
That's Roller Coaster Ride, on which Goodson's emotional turmoil is an easier journey to take, seat buckled into a certain amount of safety while still feeling thrilled. That's a good way to describe many of the songs Goodson creates. Daisy is a musical project that took shape at the height of the pandemic, when Goodson found himself unable to get together with the Virginia-based musicians where he lives, and he started layering tracks of himself, doing a one-man band thing. Listen to any song on Out of Body, and you may initially think, have I heard this song before? My mental list of the influences I heard included the propulsive guitar drone of the Jesus and Mary Chain, the sweet and sour romanticism of Matthew Sweet, the bratty anger of Oasis, and the pounding catchiness of Cheap Trick, T-Rex, Teenage Fan Club, and, well, I could go on. The nice thing is, James Goodson as Daisy doesn't go on. He makes his points in songs that rarely exceed 2 minutes, and he imprints those precious seconds with enough force of character to refute the idea that he's just a copycat. That's Choose Your Ramone. Oh yeah, Goodson was also influenced by the harsh brevity of the Ramones. Goodson sings most often in a voice that's high and urgent, just this side of hoarse and exhausted. His version of power pop is noisy, ragged, full of feedback and clatter. The sound of a person trying to jolt himself out of a bad mood or worse. This Daisy album, Out of Body, was released near the end of last year, and it kept getting pushed down on my list of things I wanted to review. But I just kept returning to it. It's irresistible. Its songs won't leave me alone. Now I want to get you as hooked on it as I am.
Ken Tucker reviewed Out of Body by Daisy. On tomorrow's show, we speak with veteran actor F. Murray Abraham. Best known for his Oscar-winning performance in the film Amadeus, he also played a recurring character in the TV series Homeland and recently earned a Golden Globe nomination for his performance in season 2 of the hit HBO series The White Lotus. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Sam Brigger. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Al Banks. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.